the Great Ruin.
现在第二次的正道，我们想用这个题目“小狐狸却是大灾祸”来做题目。
Throughout this speech convocation, I focus on the little things.
这一次的灵恩布道会，我想用这个小
blessing of blessing of little things.
尤其是从小东西小事物来得到祝福。
But now this is one of this negative side of the little things.
这是一件小事物的负面的事项。
And please turn to the book of Song of Solomon.
请看所罗门雅歌。
Song of Solomon chapter 2.
雅歌第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 15 to 17.
雅歌第二章十五节。
Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse from 15 to 17.
十五到十七节，第二章十五到十七节。
Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards, the while the vineyards are in the blossom. My beloved is mine, and I am his.He pastures his flock among the lilies until the cool of the day when the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of Bethel. This passage here, this is what verse 15 mentioned. This is come from the Solomon's.
这段经节是所罗门所写的。
And verse 16 is the Shulamite's woman said.
在十六节所讲的，十六十七节是这个新娘所说的。
So if you don't have a distinguish who says, then kind of a little confused.
你要是不知道谁在说什么的话，可能会有一点迷糊。
Solomon is the figure over here as a church as a Jesus.And the whole the picture as a spiritual sense.
从雅歌书来说，所罗门所象征的是代表教会。
Now here, he says, "Catch the fox for us."
在十五节这里说，要给我们擒拿狐狸。
And then they find that this is little foxes.
在这里讲是一个小狐狸。
And these, even though these are little foxes, but that are ruining the vineyard.
虽然是一个小狐狸，但会水坏这个葡萄园。
Little things doesn't mean that this is not a it's not a little things as it's a little influence only, but many times the little things it becomes a great influence.
虽然这个是一个小东西，但是却不表示它没有什么大破坏。常常这些小东西反而会制造很大的破坏。
Just like little things actually makes our life to be different to us.
有的时候一些小事物会让我们整个生命都改变。
When Jonah was sent by the God to the Nineveh,
当约纳被神差派到尼尼微去的时候
he doesn't like to go to Nineveh.
他并不想去那里。
He's run away from God's command.
所以他就想逃走。
But then God bring him, prepare for this big fishes and they let him out of the stomach, so to put him out to they let him to go to the Nineveh.
所以神就派一个大鱼把他吞吃，然后最后他还是要回到尼尼微那里去。
I find out here that God is very creative.
从这个事件，我发现神是非常有创造力的。
And God is a very merciful God.
同时，神也是非常有恩慈。
Also, God has a huge humor in His life and toward to us.
而且，神对我们是非常有幽默的。
It's amazing God prepared for him for this as a huge fish.
很奇妙，神派一个大鱼。
And it is wonderful when Jonah he repent inside of the stomach of fish.
而且是很有趣的是。约拿在这个大鱼的肚子中开始忏悔。
This is a wonderful preparation of God.
那也是神的预备。
And once Jonah went into the city.
后来约拿就进了城。
Nineveh is a big city.
Nineveh 是一个很大的城市。
He's supposed to preach there for 3 days because the city is in it. He has to preach 3 days, then everybody can hear the voice of God.
因为城市很大，他需要走三日的路程，才能让全城的人听到他的信息。
But his heart is already negative to these people here in Nineveh.
但是他的态度对这个城市已经是非常的恶劣。
Even after he repent in front of God, he doesn't like to preach there for 3 days.
虽然他在于肚子中已经悔改，他还是不想去那里传福音。
Already in his mind, it said that hopefully even I preach, hopefully they do not repent. That's what the Jonah's heart.
因为他的心中在想，虽然我去这边传福音，但是我也是盼望他们不要忏悔。
So he only preached one day.
所以他只传福音了一天。
But the king of the city and the king and also the people start to listen to his voice.
但是那城中的国王还有人民就开始听他的信息。
So entire whole city they all repent.
整个城市的人都悔改。
Even though his preaching is little and short.
虽然他一个很短暂的福音。
Yet the influence is great.
但是他所讲的信息却很造成很大的影响。
Because of his one day preach, whole entire town to repent to God.
因为他这一天的讲的信息就让全城的人悔改。
There's another kind of example in the Bible, you know, when Moses sent the 12 spies.
另外一个例子在圣经中就是当摩西差派十二个探子的时候。
Except the 2 of them, all the 10 of them, they give a negative report to the Israel.
除了两位探子，其他的人全部都是报不好的信息。
We know this is an unfaithful report.
我们知道这十个人，十个探子报的是不信实的报告。
So the 10 persons the negative report to the Israelites, it makes sense to the Israelites.
但是他们所报的这负面的信息却对以色列人民认为是合理的。
So we estimate about 2 million people.
我们猜测应该有200万人。
They all followed the 10 of the negative report.
这些人群都听从这十个探子的话。
So only 10 person, 10 people.
只有十个人。
And their unfaithful report, it makes a whole entire nation to make 40 years of the journey in the wilderness.
因为这十个人的话让这整个国家的人民在旷野流浪了40年。
But because of this 10 of them, the 600,000, the whole people, they all perished in the wilderness.
因为这十个人的话，所以这600,000的人在旷野中也就这样灭亡了。
So the little one, yet the influence is great.
虽然是一个小人数，但是却造成很大的影响。
In our daily life,
在我们每天的日子中，
we can talk to ourselves negative, you know, negative words to ourselves.
我们可以跟自己讲这些负面的话语。
Then the negative is impact, is an unfaithful mind, unfaithful way to attitude towards us. It makes our life to be unfaithful way to act.
所以这种不信实的思想就会造成我们这种不信实的反应。
So we have to always have our eyes open to see that this is God's will. Is that this is God's will? We always have to examine ourselves.
所以我们要随时的提醒自己，而且要检验这个到底是不是神的旨意。
Otherwise, the little things yet this is unfaithful coming into our heart.
不然这虽然是小小一件事情，但到要是进入我们心中的话，
this seed grow in our heart, end up to destroy the entire faith.
这一个小种子就会慢慢的长大，再开始占有我们整个心。
Within the family, also the same thing.
在一个家庭中也是一样的。
When an unfaithful mind, unfaithful word coming this, you know, bring out into the family.
要是有一个不是属于信实的想法或是话语进到
家中， the entire whole household follow the unfaithful way.
那整个家就照着这种方向走。
That means it ruined the whole entire family.
那就会败坏整个家。
This one applied even the church also.
这也是可以应用到教会里。
So when we speak out, when we say something, this word is very important. That's why.
所以我们跟别人说话的时候，每一句话都很重要。
Since God provided us this vineyard for us.
所以神已经预备这个葡萄园给我们。
God asked us to take care of our vineyard.
神要我们好好照顾这个葡萄园。
Faithfully.
要非常有信实的照顾。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 5.
让我们看以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1 from Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书第五章第一第二节。
Let me sing now for my well beloved, the song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill. Verse 2.
第二节。
And he dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted it with the choice vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, andthey hew out of the wine a vat in it, grapes. Then he expected it to produce a good, but it produced only worthless one. This is the rebuking from God to Israelites.
这是神在指责以色列人民。
God prepared the wonderful vineyard.
神已经准备好了很美好的葡萄园。
Even planted the choice vine.
他栽种了最高等的上等的葡萄树。
But yet they ruined themselves.
但是人民却败坏了这个葡萄园。
But we know that all the Israelites, their history, that what the Bible gives us messages.
我们从圣经上看出以色列的他们的历史。
We find out it's not a God's problem, but it's a their problem.
我们可以看出这并不是神的问题，而是这个以色列人民的问题。
Because they do not faithful, they haven't faithful to God.
因为他们对神不忠诚。
So they ruined themselves actually.
所以他们就将自己败坏。
And then they received the consequences.
最后也得到了结果。
We know that during the time of Judges.
我们知道在士师的时候。
During the time of Joshua, all the people was very faithful to God at that time.
在约书亚的时代，大家都对神很忠诚。
They're willing to conquer the land, prepare this spiritual vineyard for themselves.
他们准备好自己要想要占有这个属灵的葡萄地。
But once they get into the peaceful stage.
但是当他们在安稳的日子中，
it's because all of their enemy now subject to them.
因为他们周旁的敌人都顺服他们。
And now they have a confidence enough. I can control my country, our country, because they see that all of these native people, they are not strong enough at that time.
因为他们觉得他们周遭的敌人都比他们衰弱，他们认为可以掌握住他们的民国了。
But God gave a message to the Moses.
但是神却给摩西一个信息。
The message is clear.
这个信息很清楚。
You have to clear all these the native people in the seven tribes that you have to remove out of this land.
已经告诉他，你一定要把这七族人全部都赶走。全部都毁掉。
So do not compromise your life with them.
不要跟他们有任何妥协。
Do not follow their customs.
不要跟随他们的习俗。
Do not engage your marriage with them.
不要跟他们交婚。
God gave them a very clear message to them.
神给他们了非常清楚的信息。
But once their life is blessed.
但他们得到生活得到祝福之后。
And all the land turned to be peaceful enough. They conquered the land. All these tribes are subject to them. Now they change their mind.
他们整个周遭就非常的平安，因为旁边的敌人都顺服他们，所以他们的思想就改变了。
So they do not catch these little foxes.
所以他们就没有抓这个小狐狸。
But they do not realize that these little foxes influenced later the entire whole country.
他们并不明白这个小狐狸会给他们整个国家造成的影响。
So they leave it alone themselves, and then let these foxes continue to later to destroy the entire whole these people.
他们就放这个小狐狸，让它慢慢的败坏整个国家。
When we find out David's life,
我们也看大卫一生。
When David, God continued to help him, when he's aged 30 years old, he became a king in Hebron.
神一直的帮助大卫，让他在30岁的时候在希伯来做王。
Eventually, the side of the king Saul's side of the power reduced, and up they owned themselves to be diminished.
神让扫罗王家族慢慢的变成微小，然后到最后就灭亡掉。
He later truly become a king of the nation, entire whole United Kingdom. He continued to carry on.
然后让大卫能够把全国都召起来，能够成为一体。
Everything was peaceful now.
一切都很平稳了。
He doesn't have to go out fighting for you know, this kind of battle.
后来他再不需要出去打仗了。
David is a warrior.
大卫是一个战士。
He's the one, the leader, the these warriors. He fight so many join and engage in the battle against the enemies.
大卫曾经是一个非常非常好的战士，带领他所有的兵帅去打仗。
But his life to be comfortable now.
但是后来他的生活就开始安
稳下来。According to Song of Solomon chapter 2,
就刚刚雅歌。第二章那边说
At this time, just like you know, when David was his life to be comfortable enough, relaxing enough, because the peaceful time come upon him.
就如同大卫后来他生活开始舒适了，不再需要打仗了。
The Bible just explained very simple way because late afternoon actually he came out of his bed.
圣经讲的很简单的说，有一天下午他从床上起来。
We find out his life, the just simple explanation we find out, now he's actually, spiritually, he unarmed himself at the moment.
虽然圣经讲得很简单，但是我们从这个小的细节可以看出，在属灵上面，大卫他已经不警惕了。
But that is actually the most peaceful time in his life.
事实在肉体上，他是最舒适的一段日子。
You find out that during the time of the King David's period.
我们看大卫他一生那一段日子。
Actually, that time his vineyard are blossom at that time.
他那时候就是他葡萄园在开花的时候。
Have you noticed that until he became a king, his life was great struggling actually.
我们可以看出，在他做王之前，他的一生一直是很多的挣扎。
If my life, you know, once I anointed from Samuel, if I was a David at that time,
要是我是大卫，那个时候
，then I have to run away my life because I have to save myself from the because King Saul trying to kill me, my father, you know, trying to kill me.
被撒母耳高了之后，我就要一直要逃跑，因为这个扫罗王一直要杀我。
I'm sure because at that time I asked God.
我相信那时候我一定会跟神问。
Please, you can just withdraw this anoint somebody else to anoint it.
我或许会跟神说，请你不要高我，高别人吧。
I don't want this kind of life.
我不想要过这样子日子。
David has gone a lot of difficulty, a lot of challenge.
大卫过了非常多的艰苦日子。
But until the build his kingdom, before the stage of this peaceful, his life a lot of struggle, a lot of challenge. Yet his faith was awake at that time.
虽然他过了一个非常艰苦、很困难的日子，但是他的信心非常稳固。
The wonderful his praise and the songs that come from this in a psalm that he wrote at that time.
也就是在他最困苦的时候，他写了这么多美好的诗歌。
But yet his vineyard is a blossom. His kingdom now, the peace come upon to his kingdom.
后来，就是平安降到他的国家，所以他的葡萄园就开花了。
He eventually losing his mind as like an armed mind, which spiritually armed mind.Sober mind, he's losing the sober mind.
所以在属灵里，他就不再警惕了。
Sometimes we find out our life.
有的时候我们发现我们的生活。
When we find our job, we find a very good job.
有的时候我们找工作找了一个很好的
工作。Family, there's not any problem.
家庭里也没什么问题。
Everything's once fine wherever we go. Everything's quite peaceful.
我们看我们各方面生活的各方面都很平安。
But somehow, you know, but prayer and it seems like.They're diminished, you know, the desire of our prayer.
在我们祷告的时候，就会发现这个渴慕心就慢慢减低。
Of course, we go to the church on the Sabbath.
当然，我们安息日还是来教会。
But still, the going to Sabbath also, you know, just two services, but you know, the second service is quite tiresome.
就会发觉，虽然有两有每天每个安息日有两个聚会，可是第二个下午聚会就觉得很累。
Somehow prayer session then it seems like a quite another burden.
每次有祷告会的时候就觉得是一种负担了。
We already submit to God. Why have to keep on praying one time? One time is enough. Why have to two times?
我已经顺服神了，为什么要这么多祷告？一次不够吗？
Because we cannot find out the reason to pray.
因为我们那时候就没有理由要祷告。
There's not enough desire to hold in God.
我们心中就没有这个渴慕的心想要
紧紧抓住神。From our heart, there's not enough commitment.
从心中没有这种肯定要这种肯定的心。
Eventually, we're coming into the stage of like a lukewarm.
我们到了一个不冷不热的时候。
Why did life turn out to be? Because life is comfortable.
为什么变成这个样子呢？因为生活太舒适了。
And somehow the vineyard is in blossom. Everything is great.
就像我们葡萄园开始开花的时候。
We do not need our God desperately.
我们不再感觉我们需要很紧急的需要神了。
Remember, that is the time that these folks is working in the vineyard.
我们必须要记住，就是在这个时候，小狐狸开始跑出来。
When we think we are righteous, maybe at that time.
或许我们在那时候觉得自己很自义。
Many times we find that there's other people's fault.
我们常常看到别人的错误。
But I think I'm okay.
觉得自己还不错。
We have to be careful.
那时候就要小心了。
That's why Jesus mentioned that in Matthew chapter 26.
所以耶稣在马太福音二十六章说。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们看
一下。We know, but I hope we can just turn. We can.
那大家对这经节很熟悉，可是还是再看一下。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
马太福音二十六章第四十一节。
Matthew 26 verse 41 says, "Keep watching and praying."
总要警醒祷告。
Jesus clearly give us an order, give us command, keep watching and praying.
耶稣在这里警告我们，也是提醒我们总要警醒祷
告。So that you may not enter into temptation.
因为这样才能免得入了迷惑。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
You and I, we all in the flesh.
我们你我都是在肉体。
We have great potentials alive. We easily get into this temptation.
我们每一个人都很容易进入这个试探。
Why? Because we have a flesh.
为什么呢？因为我们还有肉体。
If we do not live here, we already in the paradise. We don't have to worry about this, but we have a flesh within us.
我们要是在乐园没有肉体的话，就不需要担心这一点了。
Today, I feeling of need God. It doesn't mean that tomorrow same feeling, right?
就算今日我感觉非常我对神很渴慕，并不表示我明天会
同样的。Yesterday I desire of God, but today doesn't mean that such kind of great desire the same. It's not.
昨天我非常渴慕神，但今天不一定就是这个状况。
Every day the desire of God is a degree and the intensity is different.
每一天我们对神的渴慕这种深度是不一样的。
Especially when the vineyard is the blossom.
尤其是我们葡萄园开花的时候
When everything is peaceful
当一切都很顺利
When everything is smooth
当一切都很平安
That is the time to actually easily the temptation coming into our life
这个时候就是最容易让试探进入我们生活
If we do not wake up, if we don't pray
要是我们不警惕不警醒也不祷告
Such like a David, the King David that we know has been faithful to God
就像大卫王这么对神这么忠诚
Yet one time when his vineyard is a blossom
就当他的葡萄园非常开很多花的时候
At that time he forget about God
就在那时他忘了神
So he commit a serious sin
结果就犯了一个非常重大的罪
It's not just happened that he just commit sin at that time
那不是一个很偶然的事
But this kind of sign constantly coming into him actually
其实这种事情就是常常在侵袭他
Even Solomon's life too
就算所罗门王也是一样
When his life is blessed
当他的生活是得到祝福
A lot of concubines, you know, wife and concubines, you know, they distract his mind
很多妻妾 让他的开始 让他分心
And he start to worship the foreign gods
他也跟着去拜这些偶像
Even God showed up to him two times He gave warning to him
神甚至向他显现两次
But he doesn't listen to God
但他却没有听
Amazing God, you know, like Solomon He experienced of God before so much Yet at that time he forget about God
这是非常的奇妙的，就算神跟他显现这么多次，但是他最后还是忘记神了。
When everything was peaceful,
当一切都很平安的时候，
instead of seeking God, but seeking something else,
他没有去追随神，而去追随别的东西。
He doesn't recognize these kind of folks in his life.
他没有认出在他生活上有这些小狐狸。
He eventually destroyed his faith.
结果他的信仰就被毁灭了。
All these foxes ruined his vineyard.
这些小狐狸们就让他的葡萄园。
After Solomon, this kingdom divided into two.
给吃掉了。
God allowed in his life before there's faithful to him, but later becomes his enemies.
他的王国就被分裂掉，然后一切他忠诚的下部都开始造反。
Bible says it come from God.
圣经告诉我们，这是从神来的。
God allow him to this kind of trial in his life.
神让他经过这些患难。
Because he doesn't catch these foxes.
因为他当时没有抓住这些狐狸。
Because we always let us know that since our faith is a turn out to be lukewarm.
所以这也告诉我们，当我们的信仰开始不冷不热的时候，
the next step is actually the more serious.
那下一步就开始就比较严重了。
Nobody commits sin because just happened to commit sin. No.
没有人就是有一天忽然间想要犯罪。
Because some period of time they have departed from God.
都是因为在那之前，他们有一段日子已经慢慢离开神了。
But they don't want to seek in God.
因为他们在那时候没有想要跟随神。
There's about the 1920s.
在1920年的时候。
That's a Heinrich Law. Do you know? Have you heard about Heinrich? This is a insurance field. This man trying to gather all the accidents. Together about 75,000 accidents he gathered in those cases.
Okay.
Yes.
有一个做保险公司的人，他把这个
75,000 cases.
75,000个案子，这种意外案子，他把它收集起来。
So he's trying to find out when this kind of accidents happen.
他想要看看当这些意外发生的时候。
Why these accidents occurred? What? How? And all these he trying to analyze and research about it.
他想要分析这些意外到底是为什么发生，什么时候发生，为什么。
He find out a very similar pattern.
然后他发现有同一个模型。
Anytime there's a big accident occur, that actually before there's about 29 times of kind of warning, which is but not that serious, but yet this kind of kind of sign coming onto to them. 29 times.
在这些大意外发生之前，通常都有差不多29个这种小的警告，已经有在发生了。
Sometimes we play the computer.
有的时候我们玩电脑。
And sometimes a virus coming in.
有的时候有这种。
But at the beginning, just at the beginning, you find there's a little bit slow down.
有的时候发现电脑慢慢开始一点慢下来。
So, little funny things came out.
有一些很奇怪的事情开始发生。
What's wrong?But you continue to use it.
你觉得很奇怪，可是你照样还是用你的电脑。
For a while, it truly slowed down.
然后过一阵子就非常的慢。
And the later turn it on, but it doesn't turn it on.
后来你想要把电脑关掉之后，电脑就不再开机了。
Similar things.
所以同样的。
There's a warning coming to us.
有一些警告给我们。
We know the Titanic.
我们知道。Titanic 船的事
情。We call that this is an unsinkable ship that the UK they made this ship.
英国那时候他们号称这是一个不沉的大船。
They built this ship as a they called it unsinkable because they're using the new technology to build the ship.
当时他们用最新的科技造的这个船。
Even the maybe iceberg hit this Titanic, but I think they have confidence this ship can survive. That's why it's unsinkable.
就算有冰块撞到这个船，它 相信这个这个豪轮不会沉下去的。
Even they hire this captain is very experienced one.
他们雇的这个船长也是最有经验的。
More than 30 years of the experience in the sailing.
他这个船长已经有三十多年的经验。
So that was the first sailing in this ship.
这是豪轮 Titanic 豪轮他第一次的第一次游轮。
During the April, they sailing to the from UK to on the way to United States.
在在四月四月的时候，他们从英国出发。
So that as a captain, he trying to make the fastest way to reach to the destiny.
因为他是船长，想要以最快的速度达到目的地。
He trust the ship very much.
他非常信赖这个船。
So he speed up.
所以他就快速加速。
So he wants his name to be also famous in this way too.
他希望他能借这个时机让他的名字也成名。
And on the way the cruise, there's many other ship actually give a warning to the Titanic.
在他们路程当中有其他的小船在警告他们。
April 11, there's six times a warning to the Titanic.
4月11日。一号已经有六次其他的船给他们的警告。
April 12, there's a five times warning.
在四月十二号有另外的五次警告。
April 13, there's a three times warning.
在四月十三号又有三次的警告。
The next day, April 14, this ship is hit the iceberg.
在十四号的时候，这个船就撞到冰块。
Actually, April 14, they received a seven times warning from the other ships. Be careful, there's many floating iceberg out there.
在十四号出事的那一日，其实有七次别的船警告他们有很大的冰块在那里。
But the captain do not listen to this warning.
可是船长却忽略了这些。
He ignoring all the warnings.
他完全忽略每一个警告。
End up he hit the iceberg. End up this unsinkable ship end up to sink to the under the sea.
结果这个豪轮就撞到冰块，然后这个不该沉的船结果沉下去。
The more than 1,500 lives they died, they lost from this instance.
1,500多人因为失事的关系都死亡。
Even though there's a lot of warning, yet the captain do not listen to it.
虽然有这么多的警告，但船长却不听。
Sometimes we are very capable person, we think.
有的时候我们觉得自己是很有能力的人。
But not so.
但事实却不如
此。We are weak, actually.
其实我们是很
弱的。We have to wake ourselves to, we have to seeking God's help all the time.
我们一定要警醒，要随时的追求神。
King Hezekiah, he made this kind of mistake.
洗基街王就犯了这个错误。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle.
让我们看历代记下。
Second Chronicle chapter 32.
历代记下三十二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 32 from verse 22.
三十二章从二十。
Chapter 32 from verse 22.
三十二章的二十二节开始。
20 to 25.
二十二到二十五节。
So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others.And guided them on every side. Verse 32.
23节.
And many were bringing gift to the Lord to add to Jerusalem, and a choice present to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all the nations thereafter. Verse 24.
24节.
In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill, and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and gave him a sign. Verse 25.
25节.
But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit he received, because his heart was proud. Therefore, wrath came on him and on Judea and Jerusalem. Here, the Bible mentioned that King Hezekiah is a great king. We know that.
在这里，圣经告诉我们，洗西家王是一个很伟大的王。
According to verse 22, it says God saved him and also to protect him through all different sides.
在二十二节这里讲，主救了西西家还有耶路撒冷的居民。
So many people praising him. He mentioned it, right? Verse 20, 23. Yeah.
在二十三节就看到很多人来赞美，赞美他。
So many people bring the present and praised him.
很多人将贡物还有宝物送给送给王。
At that time, the pride started to control his mind.
所以骄傲就开始占住他的心。
Then we have to ask ourselves, why King Hezekiah become pride at that time?
我们就要问自己，为什么洗基家王变成骄傲呢？
Simple, because he doesn't pray.
很简单，因为他没有祷告。
At that time, when everything is smooth.
当一切都很顺利的时候，
because he doesn't see that there's a fox in his heart.
他没有看到心中有一个狐狸。
Yeah, everything came from God.
是的，一切都是从神而来的。
He started to enjoy there.
但是他却开始享受。
But he knows he still is a flesh himself.
他知道他自己还是有肉体的。
So he cannot catch the fox.
但是他却没有抓这个狐狸。
Now end up he faced this kind of chastising later from God.
后来他当然也被神惩罚。
Pride, I mean the pride can control anybody.
骄傲可以随时占有任何一个人。
The pride is one of a great enemy for our spiritual life.
骄傲就是我们信仰生活的最大的敌人。
So we never be disarmed our spiritual mind.
所以我们千万不能松懈。
Through the prayer.
一定要靠着祷告。
We have to keep holding that this is sovereign mind.
我们一定要随时警惕。
Because remember, because our life is sailing to the kingdom of God.
我们要知道，我们的生活就像坐这个大船。
If we do not trust in God,
天国，要是我们不信靠神
的话， anything can happen in our life.
任何事情都可以发生。
Maybe we have a good history in our life behind.
或许我们曾经有很好的历史。
Maybe last 10 years, I'm very faithful to God.
或许过去十年，我对神非常的忠心。
Maybe last 10 years, my life is I always trust in God.
或许过去的十年我都一直在信靠神。
When today I say it is enough,
要是今天我说够了，
we think we are stand this is enough,
我觉得我站得很稳，已经够了。
We have to worry because we have to be careful because we might fall that day.
那时候我们就要非常小心，因为可能我们就会跌倒。
Because a fox is always waiting for our vineyard to be blossomed, so they want to ruin this vineyard.
因为狐狸就在等你的葡萄园开始开花，就来开始攻击你。
So let us be careful about our Christian life.
所以我们一定要注意我们的信仰生活。
Especially when everything is smooth and peaceful.
尤其是在一切都很平安舒适
的时候。We still have to be holding our God.
我们一定要紧紧抓住神。
Still with the prayer, we have to watch over ourselves.
要靠着祷告，要反省自己。
We never be proud of ourselves.
千万不要骄傲。
Because we still came from the flesh.
因为我们还带着肉体。
And we might have the same happen that Israelites, and also the same happen that the David had happened to.
我们可能就犯同样大卫所犯的错。
We might same happen that the same that Solomon he faced the same things. We might happen to.
我们或许也会犯所罗门所犯的错一样。
When the things happen,
所以有事情发生的时候，
our vineyard ruined.
我们的葡萄园被毁掉。
By then we cannot complain to God.
那时候我们也不能跟神抱怨。
Because that's our own consequences.
那是我们自己所在做的。
Because it's come from our own responsibility.
所以是我们的责任。
Let us sing in 518.
让我们唱诗518首。